Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Sans Pants Radio, the girls are back in town.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
Today we're going to talk about OH&S in the workplace. You got to have a clean and you got to have a safe workplace or the work safe man will come and he'll get you in trouble.
Absolutely.
You seen those ads on TV where somebody fucks up.
And then Gary comes and they think it's a work safe guy, but it's just Gary. But...
It is a work safe guy.
Behind
he
Gary.
Came on the same day that Gary arrived.
He came 5 minutes.
Like, oh, Gary, we thought you were the work safe guy. And then he turns around and he's like, that'll be me.
What a smug work safe guy.
That'll be me. Yeah.
If you're a work safe guy coming in, as you hear them talk about how scared they are of the work safe guy, you're like, these guys are in trouble.
I wonder if they're like dentists. You know, dentists have like a really high suicide rate or depression rate or something because everyone hates them and sends them bad vibes.
Where are they on the professions that are hated?
Probably pretty high.
They've got to be high.
You can't hate the OH&S guy.
Tax man. OH&S guy.
Clowns. That's the gamut of the people hated in their profession.
Dentists.
Yeah, dentists. Probably disliked as well.
Nobody hates clowns.
I don't very much like them. If I saw clowns in my house... I think what's weird about a clown is
we have a clown in our house.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've got Ryder's little haunted clown in the house.
Yeah, well, that's
in
another
our
story.
House, not in his room, in our house.
Ryder, and we don't like it.
Not a cursed clown.
We've got no time for it.
But it's why? Still in the lounge room.
It's sitting there giving us grief, but it's ugly stare. What about the dog catcher?
Yeah, people don't... That's dog up catchers,
there. They don't even exist. It's just a ranger now.
No one likes them.
That's the dog catcher's ranger, isn't it?
Everyone doesn't...
But it's not, like not a job. He's not in a big black van. With
when we were little, there was a van. You'd see the dog catching.
When you see those dogs in the back of the ute in that cage, you don't like the guy.
What did the dog catcher do with the dogs?
He took them to the pound.
And the pound killed them?
If he didn't pick them up.
Oh, man.
How long did you get?
I don't know. It was little.
2 weeks or something.
That's
not long.
Scary. Really? Because you might know, you might be like, oh, my dogs. But I guess if you're like, my dogs run away.
But wouldn't they just put them up for adoption again?
I don't think they did that in those
days. They didn't. I don't think they had the access to internet and all that.
Give them a needle.
But that's what you always thought, that's the dog catcher was out to kill your dog, basically.
If you had
he was sitting there being like, oh, how many dogs are we going to get today?
It's like the child catcher from
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I smell dog.
Sick satisfaction knowing the dogs he catches are going to die today. Yeah. But the way OH&S guy is probably not loved, but you can't hate the OH&S guy because it's on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
know. But
that job.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Imagine going around and being like, nope, closed.
Sorry, got to shut you
like,
down.
It's all right. We can, we'll fix it up. It'll be good by tomorrow. Nope, closed. Put the big notice on the front door.
Would you, accept bribes or, are you going to just, take satisfaction in them trying to bribe you and then give them a big old F at the end?
Yeah, so that's what we don't like. You've got no give and take, you
OH&S. Snidey, you OH&S guys.
You're nitpicky. You know what I mean? Well, so you put your ladder up against you haven't tied your ladder onto the roof properly.
Or your bookcase.
Or your bookcase is a bit wobbly.
No, your bookcase into the trailer.
A bit. Oh, yeah, that's
Oh.
Okay, we better edit that bit out.
That's all right. Whatever. Mom and Dad recently.
No.
No?
Jack.
You don't want that to be broadcast?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Why not?
There's plenty of OH&S officers who could be fans.
We'll get home and there'll be six cop cars waiting there.
Look, let's just say hypothetically another family called the Grayleys.
Jack.
Lost a bookshelf. That's fine. It's gone.
It's gone.
Don't worry about the fate of the bookshelf.
What bookshelf?
It's not important. Well, who's talking?
Who had a bookshelf?
Have you guys ever been working in a place that's had a visit from the OH&S guy that's gone wrong?
Well, our workplace, we have a member of staff that's assigned the OH&S officer.
Who is it?
And, well...
Will I know them?
No.
No, that's
like that. You don't want the bookshelf story, but you're like, name names.
Yeah, yeah. Spill the beans. Spill the beans on this.
That's nothing illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it depends on who it is. If it's a nice, relaxed person, which it is pretty much at the moment,
yeah,
you get away with murder. You're going to have cords going everywhere and computers.
Everybody wearing flip flops in the science room.
Do they check every classroom, though?
Like, no. What?
But sometimes when I'm getting a box down off a shelf, standing on a chair, I get in trouble.
Yes.
Sometimes
you got to stand on a chair. Not everybody has a step ladder.
Well, you're not allowed to use ladders.
Yeah.
Only certain people can use ladders these days. Ladders are out.
I have to get someone to bring a ladder and get
that's right. You can't climb a ladder at work.
Why?
There's a certain height that you're not allowed to be above the ground. You wouldn't believe the rules. In OH&S, there's just incredible rules.
So there's a certain height you're not allowed to be above.
That's right.
The ground. That's bizarre.
There should be appropriate railing and steps have to have little bits of grippy stuff on them in case they get wet.
Well, see, that's fair. But it seems weird to make it specifically get the ladder guy.
Yeah.
He can go to this height.
Well, he's
can't.
Signed off as being able to use a ladder correctly from some little course.
Can you go and be like, hey, I know how to climb a ladder. You have to go to a ladder course now.
Yes.
That's madness.
Get a certificate.
I don't know what the OH&S at the studio is. I know Zamet's. I see that first aid bag up there.
Yeah.
That was part of it. We had to buy that and have that up there so that we could be OH&S.
Okay. Right, that's been so complaining funny. About germy microphone covers.
Because they smell.
I can't smell them.
It's just you with your incredible sense.
It could be your own breath blowing back.
Yeah, I'll imagine if it was.
What does it smell like?
Just bad breath.
Well, see, I can't smell it. Mine's beautiful. Who always sits at yours?
Me.
Better not say.
You do have bad breath.
That's where I sit.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I've just can we stop, please?
Terrible breath.
Yeah, I'm not happy anymore. That's gross.
What's gross?
That this is his.
Swap with mom, then.
Just take the thing off.
Swap things.
Is your heart broken, Jack?
I don't care.
No, because you don't brush your teeth.
I do brush my teeth.
I've seen him brush his teeth.
It's happened, right? Is that better? Do you feel satisfied now?
It still smells, but whatever.
Well, see, then it's not my
problem. They all smell.
They all smell. Just get on with it.
Smell that one, though.
It smells, Jack.
That's very funny. Maybe I just get too close to the microphone.
Yeah, it could do.
Stop spitting when you talk.
Yes, OH&S. So, yeah, we had to get that bag.
Do you want to swap with someone now?
Did you push the record, Jack?
Sorry?
Did you push the record?
I never stopped.
Ah, there you go.
I'll leave it all in. It's funny.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But it's funny that we have that first aid kit because, like, what's going to happen here?
Can I look in it?
Yeah, be my guest.
Yeah, let's
have a
look.
That's probably great, right? Grab that.
What's going to save your life out of this little packet?
We're here in a podcasting studio.
I'll tell you what.
One of the most dangerous professions there are.
What have we got?
It's a huge size. If you all go down at once, you're just going to struggle.
Yeah, that's true. It's very fat. I've never actually looked inside.
It's small.
Really?
Yeah.
You should look inside to know what you got.
Yeah, otherwise.
That's a good point. So what's first on the OH&S bag? What?
A CPR mask. Looks like
you need that.
A high.
Did you get electrocuted?
Yeah.
Looks like some guy who's like in awe got this sock on his face.
What? A sock on his face?
He looks really like happy and just.
He looks overjoyed to have a sock on his face.
Well, you see, some people won't.
What the hell?
touch lips with another person to give them CPR. They want a plastic barrier in between.
I wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't you? Well, you would if you're going to save their life. If they were dying.
Newman and Jerry wouldn't do it to...
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jerry wouldn't. And neither would Newman. There was someone...
Somebody
in the pool.
Passed out in the pool. So because of my bad breath, right, if I drowned and you dragged me out of the beach, would you be like, anyone want to... Anybody going to breathe into this guy?
Well, I actually know full CPR.
But would you use it on Jack?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yeah. What's the next thing in the bag?
A conforming bandage.
Conforming bandage.
So, like, if you guys ever get a bit out of hand.
Yeah, conform. Somebody wrap Adam in the conforming bandage.
What? Ryder's shocked. Eye irrigation. This stuff's the best.
Because you love having clean eyes.
You know,
he really does, everyone.
You need the cleanest eyes.
When I was working at that place, I got something in my eye.
Yeah.
And we had this like heavy duty eye stuff.
Yeah.
It was like a big bottle with a blue eye shaped thing. And you put it all over your eye and you just go flush it. I stole it.
Where is it now?
It's in my room.
Well, how come you can say that and I can't say about the...
Because no one...
The potential trailer bookshelf.
These are great. These are good things.
Well, when I drove a forklift rides, this will bliss you out, there was like a little sink with two eye spots. So you leaned your head forwards into the eye spot.
But was it just water?
Yeah, it was just water.
No, no, good. You need the
saline solution?
It was, I don't know what it was, but it felt great. Like my eyes were reborn.
Do you ever want, you know, in science labs they have that?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Is that what you had there,
Yeah, it's for chemicals.
Yeah, I thought it might have been not just water if it was for chemicals.
What about the full shower that they have?
We had that at my old TAFE.
Yeah.
Would you ever use it? Did you ever use it?
No, because it was...
You never had a chemical spill, I guess.
Wound dressing,
classic.
I wonder if the scientist, if he gets to have a shower after gym or something, stares at that shower and goes...
Why not?
Gets the full
blast. Right in the lab, though.
Yeah, well.
Imagine you're
working late. Yeah, no one's around.
You're having dinner. You spill Coke in your shirt or whatever.
What if that triggers like the ambulance or something? Yeah, well, so as soon as you turn it on, they know there's a chemical spill and they race towards you.
Yeah, like I just spilled Coke.
What is that? Tiny Band-Aids.
Yeah, they're mini.
Aren't they cute?
Very cute.
But maybe all these scientists' friends are saying,
can't go.
What's that?
Gotta have. What are they called?
Safety pins.
I've got one more joke to crack about the scientist chair.
Please, hit us up. Let's have it.
So he's sitting around with all his scientist mates and they're going, you look remarkably clean. Why are you so clean? Why are you so scrubbed every day?
Yeah, well.
Little secret. I've got a little secret.
Dad. Well done.
It was worth the wait.
It was.
He's got a little scientist shower.
What's that there, Rod?
Instructions.
Instructions on how to deal with damage, I guess.
Yeah.
How to deal with somebody getting injured somehow. So far, I'm trying to figure out.
This girl dialing 000 looks very, you know, she's
chilled
she's
out.
She's handling it.
She's here. She's on top of it.
Yeah.
Looking through this first aid kit, I can't imagine how any of these injuries
all
will happen.
All those safety people are like that. They're always
what are you
going
to get in your eye in here?
Nothing. I can't imagine.
Well,
unless...
actually, Ryder was spraying. What was that stuff you were spraying?
Ajax.
Glen 20.
So you might have got sprayed in the eye by
There's
the Ajax.
A chance
this girl's arm's been chopped off and they just bandaged her.
How's that going to happen at Sans Pants?
I accidentally got my arm chopped off by Adam.
Oh, that's, Sam,
thank God we got the first
Sam, kid. Where's that kid?
Somebody rock Jackson's arms God, I guess if we were like, you know, everyone was really getting into a joke and a bit of spit got in my eye, maybe then I could use the saline solution, potentially.
You know, in remote areas, it's not 000, it's 112.
Why would they change it for remote areas?
Why
I just recently
it?
Did first aid, so I knew that.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's stupid. Why would they do that?
And it's probably,
I don't know,
probably layout work.
Yeah.
And the, do you know the National Poison Center thing?
131313.
131126. Close.
It's amazing that I got any of it.
Yeah.
Why did you think it was that?
I don't know. 131313.
That's it. Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah.
What's that?
Q-tips.
Q-tips for if you got too much earwax?
No.
No, that'll damage your eardrum. It'll absolutely. Big Band-Aid.
Gauze. Gotta love some gauze.
I really like that we have tiny Band-Aids and huge Band-Aids, but nothing in the middle.
That's true.
You either get stabbed by a needle or shot. That's the two damn iPad. Dangers. iPad, but a pad for your eyes.
You
eye.
Want to be like a pirate or
what's
something
this for?
Like
that?
For if your eye gets poked, if you can't look at light, maybe.
But,
I'm
but
not
like,
sure.
Why do you need to do this thing? Like,
you
surely
need to soothe
it,
you know? Say, Zemet punches you in the eye.
Island dressing?
What is it?
It's island.
Island dressing.
Isn't yeah. that
like island Thousand Island dressing.
Yes.
Dressing. Well, you might have that if you're having a sandwich whilst you're injured.
I'm out of sauce. Wait, there's some island dressing in the
first aid kit.
Go to that.
Rubber gloves.
Oh, rubber gloves. Leave them. That's great.
Gotta have. Oh, zippy bag for your.
What's that for?
Well, that's for the spider, the bit you. You put it in that.
Or, yeah, so you know, for like your thumb.
your thumb with right. ice.
Sticky. Well, Jackson's arm's not going to fit in that.
Exactly. Hey,
it's a big Ziploc bag.
Oh, there's all the Band-Aids.
Yeah, there's your big Band-Aids, Mum.
Oh, that's like a bullet
that's
thing.
A
you know those bullet
that's,
things
yeah, that's,
that...
that's like to like feed into a minigun
yeah.
with Band-Aids.
Doof, 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 doof.
You'll have to take a photo of everything else.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much cool stuff in here.
Yeah.
That I never realized we had. That's so many Do you know the amount of times I've been in this house looking for Band-Aids?
There was 40 Band-Aids.
There's a basket we keep on top of the fridge that has all of the Medicaid. It's got like Panadol and stuff in it. And I'm always rooting through there. We have a first aid kit in the studio.
Yeah, well, you
that's the trouble with first aid kits that you use them and you never replenish.
No, yeah, you don't. Yeah. No, that's right.
So, yeah, I'm scared to use any one Band-Aid in case.
You got some good stuff.
What have we got? What else?
Burn gel, antiseptic cream.
I really thought that was a condom at first.
Me
the
too,
antiseptic
me too.
Cream.
Yeah, wow.
Good on him, I guess.
Well, you could spill your coffee on you and need the burn gel.
Ooh, what's this?
We do have coffees pretty often.
Oh, who's splinter your... probes. That's what
are splinter probes?
Well, I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, instead of getting a needle from the sewing kit,
that's
to get your splinter.
Yeah,
it's cool though. Single use only. It's a one shot.
No, it's not.
It says single use only.
I'd reuse it.
Yeah.
I like these ones too for like small bandages, just around circles.
Yeah, I made, you know, I was joking before that we have little Band-Aids and big Band-Aids.
So you're now turning into the OH&S officer. Are you familiarised?
you're familiar with the
content. Ryder's the one handling them. Why am I the OH&S
because
guy?
Because you're here most of the time.
Yeah,
so
scissors.
Scissors and another.
For arts and crafts.
They're tiny scissors.
Tiny scissors for us.
Cutting off skin tags. Cutting off skin tags.
Maybe. More little bandages.
I'm bored with the first aid kit.
Look how much stuff you fit in here, though.
That's
it is
I'm
packed.
Thinking about, because what made us start to think about
good tweezers, OH&S
guy.
Yeah.
Was I was
Tell
in the
story. Yeah, that's a good story.
We were coming back from Canberra and I was at the petrol station and it was hot, so I had bare feet.
Yeah.
And so I went into the service station and got a drink. And there were all these bikies there. And so as I was leaving, one of the bikies walked in and he said, "Where's your shoes?" And I said, "It's hot." And he goes, what did he say?
He said, "You think you're tough? You got no shoes."
Oh, yeah. What if you stand on glass? And I said, "I'm tough." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, you're tough. You're tough if you can stand on glass." And so then I was thinking, maybe he's the OH&S guy for the Hell's Angels.
The bikey.
And so I'm looking at this first aid kit thinking, like, if you were a bikey,
yeah,
like some bad stuff can happen.
Absolutely.
I think you need like a hospital.
Yeah, you need far more. Some of this stuff, if you're in like a shootout, 40 Band-Aids is not going to be enough.
No.
So what are some...
How many is enough then?
None. No, Band-Aids are just
yeah,
no
not going to cut it. You need bandages.
You need a surgery
you
if you're going to be a Hell's Angel.
Shot in the shoulder and I just place a Band-Aid over that and I'm all good. Yeah.
But it's cute to think about him saying, like, Snake, you've got to do up your helmet. You can't ride around like that without your helmet on.
It's got a crack. It's banned. Sorry, Snake.
Everyone, helmet. Everyone stop.
Stop the bikey ride.
Snake's helmet's got a crack in it, okay? So everybody stop. We're going to stay here. I'm going to go buy
stay
my
here.
Helmet. But somehow I like that scenario where every bikey is like, absolutely yes. You know,
like, all right.
Snake,
you're slowing us down. But we will stop because we don't want you in danger.
It's not up to code. It's got to be up to code, Snake, I've told you.
That's great. You know, like in their den or whatever, and you have like the Hell's Angels rules and then also the Hell's Angels health and safety rules.
Yeah.
Right next to covered in like big eagles everywhere. That kind of bikey look. But well, surely there must be for everything.
For every organisation these days, it's mandatory to have an OH&S
officer. You know, and even if it's not official, like if you're in the mafia,
yeah,
you know, there's OH&S issues.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, imagine you're chopping a horse's head off to leave in someone's bed.
Mafia. Yeah.
You're That's gonna... a, what, if you cut off your thumb?
Yeah. That'd be like a chainsaw job.
Yeah. I think, how do they
but
do... Yeah.
You can't, like, it's not a legal thing.
What, cutting off a horse's head?
Well, no.
The mafia.
You know, it's not like you're paying taxes.
Well, it's not an official OH&S, but like you still need someone
Where'd
to be...
Where did you get that bag?
I'm not... Do you want one?
Yeah, I need one.
What for?
To put in my kayak.
Oh.
I sliced my hand open and we had two Band-Aids.
Ask Samit, but yeah, somewhere. I think he ordered it online. But yeah, like the mafia, even though it's not like an official OH&S guy, for cutting off a horse's head or shooting a shootout, there's just stuff, you know, it's practical.
But I don't think so, because the OH&S, you can, if you have that and you cut your hand off when you're cutting the horse's head off, you can go, actually, you weren't taking care of, my business wasn't taking care of me, and you can sue them for medical costs.
Yeah.
But you can't really go and say, I was cutting off the horse's head to put in the bed.
Yeah, yeah, and it was an unsafe workplace.
Yeah, you can't be like, Don Antonio.
Your workplace is unsafe.
What's happened to your hand there? I have a problem with the way the working conditions I'm living under. Suing you for medical damages. Then just someone pulls out a Tommy gun.
But we did see something quite bizarre last night.
Yeah.
So we were watching a show, and on that show was a bit of a Louis Theroux documentary.
Mm.
And it was on the Ku Klux Klan. And there was...
Ku Klux. It feels like it should be Ku Klux Klan.
Whatever it
Honestly,
is.
Honestly, the whole name, I know what a... I think the Ku Klux Klan is so funny because they must have come up with KKK first, because Klan starts with a C.
Yeah.
So they must have been like with a Ku Klux, with a KKK, someone's like, Ku Klux, maybe that means something. And they're like, the Ku Klux Cabal, that's a C. Ku Klux, just say Klan with a K, like Mortal Kombat.
Anyway, not the story.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry. My apologies.
But okay, it's whatever. Anyway, there was a fire safety officer talking to all the Klansmen.
Yeah.
Before they went out on their ritual about their polyester robes, because they can't afford cotton robes anymore, which don't burn as much, but polyester goes up
like that.
But they're all walking around with flames, torches.
Well, when the cross is burning,
and when the cross
don't
is burning,
get too close in
they
your
have
polyester.
To be a certain number of meters away from the cross, which is
would really take away the impact of the Klan if they're like, we can't use fire; it's too dangerous.
Yeah,
we're
that's
just gonna
right.
Make a glowing cross.
Yes,
listen. And everybody carry torches, like electric torches, as they do their marching. It's funny that it's good that the Ku Klux Klan's losing money.
It's good that they're going up in flames themselves. Yeah, that's what I think.
Are they losing money?
Well, if they can't afford cotton robes anymore, it
that's
seems
right.
Like
yeah,
it.
Wow.
Must be happening all the time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird things with the Ku Klux Klan. Like, if you join that, do you have to buy the uniform? Is it like a school uniform?
I would say, yeah.
Do
I don't know.
Do they buy it for you? Do you make it?
Bizarre organization.
There's a lot
what
going
there?
On. There's a lot that goes into that.
So, what are some other bizarre organizations that need a safety officer?
Hell's Angels, obviously.
Yes.
Because, again, it's a dangerous profession. Kind of any profession that is a little bit dangerous.
Yeah. So street gangs.
Street, absolutely. Like street gangs with names like the East Side Clowns or whatever. That
back
is intimidating.
Were they the Reds and the Blues?
They're the
Kingsbury Clowns.
Is that a group?
Yeah.
That's scary. Do they dress like clowns?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
They used to hang around L'Arundel.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's L'Arundel is notoriously like a spooky place, so I guess it's a good place to dress like clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, L'Arundel, abandoned building, and if you're a gang, that's where you're hanging out, and that's a lot of glass.
Yeah.
What are the main OH&S things that a place has to deal with? And then let's like ascribe them to these
clean
very...
air.
Clean air.
Clean air, definitely. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like you can't have any chemicals or particles or anything like that.
Meth labs. Probably need
Absolutely.
A lot of money.
High, yes.
Yeah.
But they might explode as well.
Yeah, that's true. Do you need clean air? Like, how do you achieve clean air? Like, with air conditioning?
Yeah, there's like filters.
Filters.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
What's next? Glass on the ground is something I keep thinking
Yeah,
of.
That's
Especially
right.
But glass on the ground is going to happen in some workplaces. So instead of focusing on the glass, you focus on your footwear.
Ah, okay. So no thongs in the meth lab.
No.
if you're turning up with a new chemical.
Steel cap boots.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. Well, you see a lot of them wearing like the classic Breaking Bad yellow hazmat. So.
Yeah.
Mm. That's probably the what you want to be wearing. In Breaking Bad, when they were doing it in the camper van,
yes.
Terrible OH&S.
Yeah. Moving. You don't want any high vis wear.
No.
That's going to go against your business.
That's true.
Like mafioso guys in like the high vis. Italian suits with the high vis vest.
There they are.
Well, we got to wear these high vis vests. We got to be visible to each other. Okay, we can't.
Otherwise, we might shoot each other.
Okay, this is for our safety. That's funny because. Like, you just, if you were the cop, because I guess, like, a suit doesn't stand out, but you wouldn't immediately think that those guys were mafiosos.
Is well, it so that you know not to shoot? Yeah. Don't shoot the people in the high-vis vest.
Is that, because when, I think so. When people are hunting, they wear, like, coloured camo, yeah? Mm. So
yeah.
That people can't.
But you know if you're
wear little red hats.
Yeah.
In an Italian area and five guys in pinstripe suits. Yeah, like pretty much. Hello.
Watch out.
Five guys in pinstripe suits and high vis gear. You're like, either they are all like site managers for different construction happening or they are the mafia.
You pretty much pick it.
What are other things? I'm trying to think of like this
well,
stuff.
What about
like...
a little kid's clubhouse? You know, like little Jerry's got his little clubhouse with all his mates.
But the struggle there is assigning one of the
that's
kids.
That's going to be an OH&S nightmare.
I was going to say, ascribing one of the kids the OH&S is going to be tough. But actually, there's always one kid that's kind of doing that anyway.
Yeah. That's right. There's always the nerdy kid. You know,
pushing up his glasses, being like, there are nails all over
that's right. House. Where they've dropped the nails, the planks nailed sideways. You
here's
know,
the question, though. So the kids say one kid stands on a nail.
Yeah.
Okay, now. And that kid is not his treehouse. He's just, he comes to the treehouse to hang out. Does that kid go to the kid whose treehouse it is to complain? Or to
no,
the dad?
He goes to his mum and he lets his mum complain to the kid's
mum. Yeah, mum's on the phone to the other kid's parents.
In a court of law, who's to blame?
The kid's mum.
The kid's mum?
The kid.
Kid who owns the treehouse's
parents.
That's
right.
Yeah,
yes, that's where the buck stops.
That's what I was going to say. That's where, because it's like if you're in a building. But if you're in a building, you don't go to the architect.
You go to the architect's mum.
I stood on a nail.
Imagine your matey comes into work depressed. He said, what's wrong? I'm getting sued by the guys from my kid's treehouse.
I didn't hammer
it. It's a whole long
nail.
Story.
There's...
They didn't build it properly. The kid fell out of the, you know, because climbing the tree for a start.
Yeah. Mm. A ladder, a rope ladder up into a treehouse is not up to code. If you were like living in a high-rise apartment and the only way you could get in was by a rope ladder, that would not fly.
And you can imagine little Poindexter with his book, he's folded, ticking that off, cross, rope ladder, cross, wonky door, cross.
No windows or door, like,
cross. We had cubbies, they were on the ground, not in the tree, but they were just like bits of tin leaned up against things.
Yeah,
and...
that's right.
What you had a cubby rides at the back of the primary school we went to, didn't you?
Yeah.
How was that code-wise?
Too bad. We made fences out of blackberries.
How'd you do that?
Like, you know, the long blackberry sticks? We jammed them into the ground so no one could get in.
Yeah. The lawyer's going to have a field day with a blackberry.
Exhibit A.
Debacle.
A blackberry stick.
And the fence, can you believe it, was blackberries.
There are a lot, yeah.
What about slipping?
Well,
heavy lifting's a big one.
Heavy lifting, yes.
Heavy
true.
Lifting is like, whoa.
Well, that's the mafia again.
Yeah, that's true. Moving a body and doing your back in.
Because a body's not too big.
No, but
it's dead weight.
Imagine you have to shoot a really fat guy.
Yeah.
And then you go to the Don and you're like, you got to give me skinny at dark.
Well, there are courses that you can take to show you how to properly lift a body.
Can you imagine all the mafia guys with a mummy there all practicing the lift? All right, bend your knees.
Antonio, lift with your legs.
Don't get them out of the trunk like that.
How do you lift? Do you lift with your legs or your back?
Legs.
Okay, I wasn't sure for a second there. Yeah. Don't shake your head as though.
Sometimes you have to lift with your back, though. Sometimes you just do it.
But a dead body's an awkward weight.
Yeah,
you know,
like
it's falling all sideways.
For one person,
yes, it's really awkward.
But for two, you got ankles and wrists, and
I feel like you go under the arms, not wrists.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the arms just go.
Yeah. So, true.
So the mafia guys could do the same training courses like the firemen.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Who are lifting someone out of fire danger. The mafia guys could be in the same course.
There's a lot of similarities in those jobs, I think.
Just get signed off certificate one in whatever it is.
Yeah, like speed of getting in and out of building, that's important for both. Lifting heavy objects. I think that's maybe where the similarities end. So how do you lift a body? How would be your... Because when I'm imagining, if you lift, grab someone by the wrist and somebody has them by the legs, you're doing that so that you can swing him into a pit. That's the swinging moment.
It's actually so hard.
What about, what's that thing? Swim with the fishes. What is it?
Swim with the fishes. Oh, like concrete shoes?
Yeah, concrete shoes. How do you, like, what do? You, like, hold them there until the concrete sets? Like, it takes quite a lot, like 24 hours or something for the concrete to set. And then you've got a lift.
Yeah.
Do you do it at the dock so you're very close to the water already?
You just topple them over.
Or maybe you do it like you sit the guy down on a chair so that you can concrete his feet and he just stays there.
Yeah.
Then you lift him up. Then you take, it seems like a lot of effort. Just make heavy shoes.
It'd be worth the while having them pre-made.
Yeah, slip these on. We'll tie them to your legs.
What size feet are they? 8.5?
I like the idea of a world where the mafia don't use concrete shoes. They just have pants and the pockets are full of rocks. Pull the pants on the guy and push him in the sea. Yeah. Surely that's not a real thing. The concrete shoes
came from somewhere.
Where did it come from? Yeah.
Well, I just think that, like,
I think you tie a concrete block to their feet. You don't set them.
Whoa! This guy's shoes just fall in the water.
Well, if you were on a boat,
yeah,
or something, you could do it and then just chuck them overboard, and that would be perfect.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. I just feel like you never hear about, like, body found encased in concrete.
Because they're all at the bottom of the ocean. Yeah. They do their job well.
I suppose that's a good point.
So who else needs an OH&S officer? Or what other sort of roles are there in organisations?
What about in, like, the Fellowship of the Ring? How was that? I was just, that's like a group that was together.
Yes.
You know, and that was technically a workplace, I suppose.
Well, walking into a volcano.
But the Hobbit's feet are kind of like steel cap shoes. They got the tough little soles of the feet, so glass isn't a problem.
Yeah.
Slipping's pretty good, because couldn't Legolas stand on, like, he's really light. Isn't he really light?
I think he's just good at balancing.
Getting your fingers bitten off.
Yeah, Gollum is unfortunately a workplace problem. Yeah. Hazards of the workplace. Yeah. This guy.
Well, Gollum. Battles.
Yeah, battles.
Yeah, battles are a problem.
That's part of the job.
Yeah,
Is there even an international war?
Well, there is in the army and the navy. Yeah. All armed services would certainly have the.
Yeah, but actually, when you're. I suppose it would be like just. Yeah.
But not during combat.
They're not like, this is a problem. I'm suing you because I had to fight a guy. Yeah. That's why you joined the army. That's part of it.
That's right.
Yeah, so the battles, maybe not. The problem, I guess, with Middle Earth is that everybody's got different needs.
Yeah.
Like, Gimli's tough and squat, so he's probably good for shit falling on him, you know. Yeah. But Legolas will crumble.
But it's the same as Hogwarts. You can't have OH&S.
OH&S and Hogwarts is just gone.
It's gone.
It doesn't exist. No. It's gone minus. Like,
that's right. Yeah, they're going to get him. You could shut that place down in a minute, couldn't you?
Sorry. Somebody should just hang up condemned on the front of it because, my goodness.
Yeah.
There are stairs that move.
Yeah, that's right. if you strip, you're dead.
If you strip,
like trip.
Oh, right.
I didn't say strip.
You said strip. If you strip, you're dead.
Who's stripping in Hogwarts?
If you strip, you're dead.
Dump it all.
Kick your ass.
Nudity in my school.
No stripping.
Avada Kedavra. That was the rules.
Yeah.
But no, if you trip on one of those stairs, you're dead.
There's also a big forest full of things that are cool, yeah?
Yeah. There is a forbidden forest. But
wands are crazy.
Yeah, all the kids have weapons.
Yes. But, like, is the forest labelled? Because that's important with OHS.
But he says, don't go there.
Don't go there. That's all he says.
Off limits.
But it's no signage.
There's no signage. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
A sign wouldn't kill them.
Yeah. Sign would be pretty useful in all of Hogwarts. Yeah. Like, warning moving stairs, warning forbidden forest.
Well, we have at the back of our place in Castlemaine, there's a whole lot of mines.
Yeah.
And someone's the council has put up a whole lot of signs saying don't go in here because you might fall down a mine and die.
See, that's great.
Yeah.
So they should be like, they're freaking big spiders in here. Centaurs that might tromp over you.
Yeah.
Just possibly a baby giant. Yeah.
Well, even what a bit of that tape would be.
Yeah, like a bit of tape and
tape it off.
Is Hagrid technically the OH&S guy of Hogwarts?
He's sort of.
No.
He's as dangerous as dragons anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's terrible. He's corrupt if he is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Filch then? Filch is the OH&S guy?
Yeah, he's the OH&S guy.
Yeah, because he's there to
He's trying his best.
Yeah, it's one guy. That's the sad thing.
Doesn't have access to magic.
No. He can't do much about it because the kids allow magic-y mood any day of the week.
So you're going to deal with, like, magical spills. You're going to deal with a whole bunch of stuff. Here's a mop.
He's a mop and
that's
a
what he gets.
Broom, yeah.
For the whole castle.
That's so true. No wonder he's so shitty.
He's angry the whole time.
I don't know why he hasn't quit, honestly.
Yeah.
Because he's a squib. He can't get another job.
Surely he'd get a job like
plumber.
A wizard job. Yeah.
Get a cleaner at a normal school. What do they do?
They've got no magic, but
wizards, but they're no magic.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is just a tragedy for old Filchy boy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fire safety officer, they couldn't have that at Hogwarts.
No, not at all. There are candles in the Great Hall that just float above the students. The magic goes out on one of them, lights a table on fire.
Mm. Yeah.
But I think the reason why it's not a problem at Hogwarts, thinking about it now, is that who do you sue? Like, is suing a thing for wizards? Mm.
But also, their hospital's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
it is.
You can break your arm.
It is.
Or worse.
Malfoy's dad sued Hagrid in the third book got buckbeat
killed.
Oh,
is that right?
That's true. Wow, man.
Why did he sue him? I forget.
Because he scratched Malfoy. He scratched Draco.
Oh. I really love, the antiquated way of putting down an animal in the Harry Potter world. We're like, we got to put down a dog, a bit of child. You give him an injection. In Harry Potter, they're like, he's a guy in a hood with an axe.
Is that what they did?
They had buckbeat.
They didn't. Sirius got him.
Yeah, but the intent was...
They were going to behead him.
They were going to behead the... Imagine if we beheaded dogs.
I know.
I can't work out with that society.
Yeah.
They're these people with magic, but they've got these antiquated ideas. Why
can't they just go Adava?
Because they're not progressive.
They're not progressive,
no,
are they?
Not at all. Wizards are not a progressive species. No.
Right. They just stay how they were.
It's because they got magic. They're plateaued. Yeah. They've never needed to innovate. Yeah.
But how did they get out of the Dark Ages into the sort of...
They kind of didn't.
18th century. They're still in the Dark Ages.
It's a bit medieval.
Yeah.
It's a bit medieval,
The Quidditch is a sport that could kill a child.
Yes.
You do it in years. Yeah. When everybody's 12, they're like, hey, do you want to fly a broom with no safety?
What about poor Edward Cullen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just say you got appointed as the OH&S officer, you'd just be running around yelling at everyone for things to smarten up, writing reports frantically.
All the wizards would hate you.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah,
if you're like, we need to stop. Can we stop these stairways from moving? And if they're like, yes, sure. And then we do. The wizard's like,
bit boring.
Just a castle now.
just a castle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's kind
of used to be a magic castle. Now it's just like any other castle.
In any real school, the moment someone who was a suspect or a known terrorist, even though Sirius wasn't, broke in and attacked a child, that school's done.
They closed. School. Yes.
But or I don't know. Look at America.
Yeah. But look, let's say, you know, there was a lion at a high school here. No, like there's a lion around. We can't find it. It's almost killed at least 7 kids.
We think it's in the walls.
But when and one kid is somewhere around here controlling that lion.
But they're like, well, whatever, and then everyone goes back the year after.
I know. They're a bit lax.
Certainly but also you got stuff like Dumbledore being like, I got to protect it like a regular high school. He's like, I got to protect, I don't know, this $1 million. So I'm going to put a rabid dog in front of it. Like,
well, maybe that's his OHS.
Oh, so his OHS is like big dog.
Big dog with, he can kill the
troll in the dungeon. There's a lot of problems.
But that was Quirrell. Dodgy teacher.
Yeah. But it should have been shut down. The whole place should definitely be shut down.
Yes.
So look, OHS is important.
Well, to a degree, but then there can be over-officiousness, which is what you always tend to get. Like, the person that's, you know, at the start of the year, this is what we get. Who wants to be OHNF officer?
Yeah.
And, of course, you get these people who are nitpicky, finickety people anyway. They love that job.
Yeah,
they stick their hand up straight away.
And right.
No one else wants to do it, so they get to do it, and then they become a pain in the ass. Well,
you leave your coffee cup somewhere. You wouldn't be a pain in the ass, sweetie.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, he absolutely
would. Oh, man, he'd be proud. Shocking. Yeah, he'd love it. He'd close you down the second.
The power you got.
No, you can never be powerful because it would just go straight to your head.
Would you shut places down over, like, the slightest thing?
If it was illegal, yes.
Would you go that far to be like, would you give him a second chance? Or would it just be like one chance and you're done?
Well, I don't think I can just shut them down.
No.
I think I have to say, deal with this.
Deal with this, yes.
And if they don't deal with it, then I can probably shut them down.
Adam was telling me a story recently where he went to a place and he got some chicken. And as he was getting the chicken, he saw the OHS, was that the health and safety guy, chatting to the owner of the place being like, I'm giving you one more chance. You have to take care of these problems. So, like, Adam saw him fail it as he was eating chicken at the place.
I know. Well, that's you don't want to see
I've
that
been
when you
served raw chicken before.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what about Hogwarts? There's filthy house elves. Like, no, they're wearing filthy old tea towels.
Ah, they are pretty dirty. Yeah.
You never see the kitchen house elves, so they could be really clean.
I think they've got clean tea towels.
I tell you what, their food looks good on those big tables.
It does.
I'd be
and I don't even think they proper cook it. They probably put a little bit of, they probably just move it around and all the magic cooks it.
Yeah, that's like,
I see. It's all magic cook.
House elves are more powerful than wizards, so I'm
they are too.
Sure, they don't really do anything.
Disinfect the meat before they send it up or whatever.
Yeah. Disinfected meat.
It does sound gross, but it sounds better than infected meat.
Yeah. It's because you imagine someone pouring hand sanitizer all over it, spraying it with Glen 20.
It's very gross to imagine house elves with their dirty little hands cooking chicken.
Imagine like making meatballs squeeze.
Yeah. That's hideous. But look, without OHS, where would we be? I'm glad that we looked through that.
You're going, all right.
It's good to know that at Sans Pants, we are ready for
you. You are ready.
What else do you have? We should walk around and see
Well, talk about what's in the studio now. What in the studio now do we see as an OHS issue?
Lots of cords that are very sort of together.
Yeah.
Some things like, I don't know what you call them, like just
cords,
mechanical.
Yeah.
Computer instruments that are a bit close together could overheat.
True.
That hard drive is right next to that
foam
thing over there.
Yeah. And if it all did catch on fire, it's very difficult for you to get
that's
past
true.
My chair.
That's true. There's a very tight squeeze between the end chair and the wall.
It is a small room.
Yeah, that's true.
So
what other choice do we have?
And yeah.
Would you pass us? Well, anything else you see? That's
well, I don't see a fire extinguisher in here.
Yeah, true. There isn't one. There's no fire extinguisher anywhere in the house.
Where's your eye washer? Where's
industrial
your
eye washing thing?
If anybody gets something in our eye, we use the sink. Kitchen, laundry, or bathroom are your options there.
And the highly tried and true technique of lifting the top lid over the bottom.
Yeah. Or just blinking heaps to try and get it out.
Sharp corners on your desks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Sharp corners on the desks. Not
you should
all
put
them.
Little bits of foam on the
Yeah, that's right. They need a protective that's true. Corner.
Tripping hazards on the floor.
Yeah, there's a bit of rubbish on the floor.
A big box
case behind you. That's a bit of a shame. A lot of electrical wires badly sorted in that cupboard behind you,
it's
right?
It's not very vented as well.
How's the air?
It's a little bit stuffy, I must admit.
Yeah.
Plus right. smelly,
smelly
microphone.
Smelly microphone.
Yeah, that's why you are sick all the time.
So I use the one thing. So like...
Yeah, you're getting it from your old self.
You're reinfecting yourself.
Past me is
no,
infecting
No, because shouldn't he,
me.
Shouldn't he, his body have...
Yeah, immune
to those now.
Bugs.
No.
The past can't affect the future like that, right?
Yes, it can.
Quantum theory, Jeff.
Quantumly sick. So... Would you, at the end of the day, would you give Sans Pants Radio, now knowing, looking at the studio, looking at the thing, would you pass us rides if you were our
just looking at the studio, yeah.
What else is a problem?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked outside.
Would you pass him? I would say no.
You wouldn't pass
just for this
room,
well,
yeah,
but
for
would
this
you be...
Room.
Why?
Because of all the things we just pointed out.
Wouldn't
what,
you be...
What, that one tripping hazard?
Wouldn't you be rescheduling
like
a visit?
It's hard to get through here and all the tangled cords.
That is true. If you look at, like, the... radio station recording studios, they've got a huge round table
that's true
in the middle of the room and heaps of space around them.
Are we getting shut down?
I'll give you another chance.
You do a revisit.
Yeah, we'll do a revisit
next Thursday.
We'll see how you go, see if there's anything changed.
Oh, that's...
they do have the first a pretty comprehensive
first aid kit.
I'll take it.
That's right.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
Keep safe.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.